No other book in the Bible has affected me more than the story of Job. He and I, well, we would have been good friends. We both cried when we lost people we loved. We've both felt misery upon losing things we cherished. We've both had friends betray us. And we both doubted God and questioned His goodness. And we've both received the same answer when we asked God, why? Have you cried out to God in a time of loss? Well, what was the tone of His response? I pray this meditation from Job chapter 4 will help you rediscover His sovereignty and encourage you to step back and see the full picture, trusting God's grace in all circumstances. We must trust God, not only when we don't understand, but because we don't understand. So to begin your time of meditation, settle into where you are at this moment and begin to close your eyes as you first notice your breathing. Start to become mindful of the grace and favor of the Holy Father and Son and Holy Spirit in and around you. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from 1 John chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, Your grace sustains me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And Heavenly Father, Your grace sustains me. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And Heavenly Father, Your grace will sustain me. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. And Heavenly Father, Your grace sustains me. For a moment longer, surrender to the stillness of God's presence. Rest here in this sanctuary of His grace, the temple where He abides within you. In Psalm chapter 18, King David reminds us that if God's ways are perfect, then we can trust that whatever He does or allows is also perfect. But how have your ways ever differed from God's ways? And what might God's justifiable response be when you pursue a path different than the one He has designed for you to walk? Take note of how you respond when you realize you have wandered away from God's perfect way. God's response to Job's questions was a harsh reminder of divine sovereignty. So take another moment to center there. Center on the grace God shows you in reminding you that He is God and His way is perfect. center even more now on the awareness of God, Son, and Spirit through your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. Each breath occurring without effort. Each breath a gift of God. Each deep, full breath a reminder of the fullness of His grace. Relax here for another moment, contemplating God's graceful answers to your questions, how His sovereign grace is sufficient. Your mind will drift in and out. That's fine. Just note the drifting and then center once more on your breathing, whispering, "Heavenly Father, your grace sustains me." Let the word "sufficient" become your centering prayer. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in three separate times of widening reflection. We don't know who wrote the book of Job, but it is a window into the human condition. It reminds us that it is beyond our human ability to understand the whys behind our suffering. But God remains enough in all circumstances of life. So now let this same ancient message guide you today based on Job chapter 19, verse 25 from the Common English Bible. My dear friend, even in the face of hardship, especially in the midst of your own misfortune, remember that your Redeemer is alive, and afterward He'll rise upon the dust. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this inspired passage. But I know that my Redeemer is alive, and afterward He'll rise upon the dust. Where did your mind begin to center? May the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the Amplified Version. For I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives, and at the last He will take His stand upon the earth. Even after my mortal skin is destroyed by death, yet from my immortal flesh I will see God, whom I, even I, will see for myself. My eyes will see Him and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What feeling, thought, or idea did you encounter in this reading? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the New King James Version. Dear Heavenly Father, what joy I have known that you are my Redeemer and that you live. You are alive, and you shall stand at last on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, and this I know, that in my flesh I shall see you. I shall see you myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart yearns within me to see you. And for this I give you all praise in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. What emotions did you feel that you want to express to God now? In this time of prayer, it's yours as a gift. So approach him now. See him now. By his grace and mercy, he is available to you. So take a minute now. Pause if you need more time. But appeal to him now in your way, in using your words. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. And I want you to return to Job once more. He had lost everything, his family, possessions, and even friends. What expression do you imagine seeing on his face as he cries out to God with his questions and doubts? Do you see anger, indignation, humility? And how would you have responded to Job if you were God? Perhaps the same way when a child has questioned you, with the same anger and resentment. But not God. God shows grace and mercy. He reminded Job of his sovereignty, and God told him he has a plan. Consider Job's final response to God. I know that you can do anything, and no one can stop you, God. You ask me, who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorance? Well, it is I. And I was talking about things I knew nothing about, things far too wonderful for me to know. Take a minute now for this to be your response to God as well. Surrendering to God's wisdom and thanking him for his grace. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's grace, the unmerited favor of God revealing himself to you, the forgiveness and redemption that he offers, and the grace He shows you by responding to your needs. As divine grace is offered to you, be aware of someone you may meet along the path that has their own doubts and questions for God. How might God use you to reveal His sovereign grace to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember that even in the face of hardship and misfortune, your Redeemer is alive, and afterward He'll rise upon the dust. So may you know the love of Christ, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and the sovereign grace of God now and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, Your grace sustains me." Mindful of the sustaining grace offered by the Holy Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.